34 minutes after the hour, America, it's Hugh Hewitt. Brand new website you need to know about, rightoncrime.com. It is bringing together everything you need to know about good conservative principles when it comes to fighting crime. Joining me now to talk about it, the former Attorney General of the United States and my boss, Ed Meese. General Meese, welcome back to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Good to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's good to talk to you, Hugh, and to your listeners.
It's always a pleasure. Tell us about rightoncrime.com.
Well, actually, a number of us have kind of joined together to discuss how we can improve the way in which we handle criminal justice matters in the country, and at the same time, perhaps do something to curb the rapidly increasing cost of dealing with the criminal justice system. And one of the ways, of course, is to get our prisons and our criminal justice system generally to be more effective in preventing people from continuing on a pattern of crime. One of the difficulties has been that too often our prisons have people in there for long periods of time, which in many ways is good from the standpoint of keeping serious habitual criminals off the street. But at the same time, we have a lot of people who are in for the first time, and they don't come out of prison usually in better shape in terms of constructive citizenship than when they went in. Indeed, some of them come out worse. So the whole idea is to find out how you can deal with criminals of various sorts in appropriate ways so that they are more likely to stop offending when they get out of prison than they were when they went in.
Yeah, this is so interesting, General Meese. You've got such amazing people. You've got Colson, obviously, Chuck's there, and you've got people like Robert McClure. You've got Matt Meyer, Viet Dinh's on this, David Barton. How did this all come to be?
Well, I think it was mostly the work of some of Chuck Colson's people, Pat Nolan particularly,
you bet.
Californian, who's a great guy. He, in turn, talked with some of the rest of us. That's how I got involved. And I have always admired Pat and his work and Chuck Colson's work. And so that was really how I got involved. And then people got together, and I don't think any of us have all met together in one place at one time, but we have looked at materials and particularly a statement of our ideas, which is what really has been put out recently and has attracted a certain amount of public attention.
Now, I'm talking with former Attorney General Ed Meese about rightoncrime.com, the conservative case for reforming the world of crime and crime fighting and prison and rehabilitation. General Meese, I got to ask you, we're under a court order out here in California to release tens of thousands of criminals before their sentences have been served. So obviously we've got a dysfunctional and breaking down system, and your old adversary opponent, Jerry Brown's about to take over the entire penal system. How do you feel about this? You must be experiencing deja vu.
Well, I am. I am, and I guess maybe I should say, well, I'm glad I'm 3,000 miles away. but seriously, I think two things. First of all, I think the courts are wrong. I think they've gone way overboard. The judge who was involved has been a long-term lefty. He was an ACLU advocate before he became a judge appointed by, I think, President Carter. So I think he's totally wrong on this. And so that's one of the things. On the other hand, the fact that it is a court order means that hopefully they'll use some judgment, some discretion in who they let out. There's a large number of prisoners, and that they'll pick out people that that are least likely to reoffend. But also, they ought to be thinking, the prison system ought to be thinking about how do we use some of Chuck Colson's methods in order to be much more successful in preventing recidivism.
Now, I've got to also ask you while I've got you, victims are a part of the website and part of the effort, but victims are always kind of, they're the caboose on the train when we talk about justice issues. They're often forgotten. The Victims' Rights Amendment gets started and it always goes backwards. How important is it that we put victims front and center in this reform effort, Ed Meese?
Well, absolutely critical. If you probably don't remember because you're too young, but back in 1976, when I was working then in California, I helped work on getting victims legislation into the state laws, and have been working that when I was the Attorney General. I was able to accomplish having a victim witness coordinator in every U.S. attorney's office in the country. So I'm a very strong believer that victims have, as should be really, one of the foremost considerations in dealing with crime, not only current victims or past victims, but also preventing potential victims.
And at this time of the year, Ed Meese, the children of prisoners, you know, Chuck Colson's always had them in their mind, as have you, as had many people in the justice reform movement. The families of criminals also part of this conversation.
Yes, they certainly are. And in many ways, it's the families that suffer the most. And that's why Chuck Colson and Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree program, where they stand in loco parentis, if you will, for the kids, for the adult who's away in prison, is a very valuable program.
Ed Meese, always a pleasure, General, and it's a great way to end our conversation, except to send people to writeoncrime.com and then go hunt for Angel Tree. Thank you, General Meese. I'll be right back on The Hugh Hewitt Show.